Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Democrat Angie Craig of Minnesota and Republican Dusty Johnson of South Dakota introduced the Renewable Fuel Standard Integrity Act into the House of Representatives last week. The goal of the legislation is to reduce the secrecy currently surrounding the small refinery exemption process and bring more certainty into the renewable fuel marketplace. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says, "We applaud the introduction of the RFS Integrity Act and the strong bipartisan effort to restore integrity and transparency into the renewable fuel standard." She added, "The intent of the RFS is to blend more biofuels into the nation's transportation fuel supply every year, not to have oil companies use questionable tactics to delay and avoid their blending obligations." She says that creates tremendous amounts of uncertainty for farmers, biofuel producers, and the entire fuel supply chain. Well, this week is National FFA Week. It began on Saturday and will run through February 27th. National FFA officers have been reminiscing about the FFA Week with their local chapters and fun events that they have, like Ag Olympics, a business luncheon with community members, pancake breakfast, scavenger hunts, and more. This is FFA Central Regional Vice President Paxton Dahmer from Missouri.
One of the things that they can do is always engaging virtually. That's been something that's really come to light this past year, and I think it's a beneficial way to hold an event during FFA week. You can, you know, have a virtual Zoom hour over lunch and invite people across your community to listen in and talk about your chapter. You can even do different like award ceremonies during National FFA week over in a virtual setting as well.
The Ag Central Radio Network also talked with North Dakota FFA Vice President Hannah Remington.
Well, you know, I am going to a chapter visit in Napoleon with my teammate Brianna, and I'm really excited for that because, you know, as a state officer, the main reason why I decided to run again was because of my love and dedication to the members. So I'm really excited to interact with the members and promote FFA. And of course, I'm obviously really excited to keep up with what our chapters in North Dakota here are doing. You know, they've got dress-up days, Ag Olympics, appreciation breakfast, and Pi Social, then I'm so excited to keep up to date with those on social media because our chapters really are doing so much this year.
Some of the events coming up this week: Tuesday is Alumni Day, Thursday the 25th is Give FFA Day, a 24-hour fundraising event to encourage people to give to local chapters, and Friday the 26th is the Wear Blue Day. The USDA recently finished a month-long investigation into thousands of reports of citizens who received unsolicited seed packages in the mail last year. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service found no evidence that someone was intentionally trying to harm U.S. agriculture with the shipments. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.